Another day in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, boys and girls. Once again, it's time for another visit with our friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, don't run away. Listen a while, you'll want to stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, everybody. This is Dippy Dwarf. Today we go to the big wrestling match between Gorgeous Frog and Big Boy Bear.
So don't leave your radio. Listen to our animal show. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest. Hey, gee whiz, Dippy, listen to that crowd roar.
Oh, yes, Frankie. Oh, pardon me, Gorgeous Frog. And they want action. They want blood.
That's what I'm afraid of. They'll get blood. My blood. Oh, gee, Big Boy Bear, the Bone Crusher.
Courage, Frog, courage. Come on now, it's time for your match.
These jeepers, but he's a shaking sock. I can hardly walk.
Just remember this, Frankie. Try to act brave, even if you're not.
What difference does it make, Shorty? He'll murder me.
It makes a lot of difference. If you act like you're brave, the crowd will be on your side. Can't you just see the picture? A great big brute of a bear and a brave little green frog.
Yeah, a beautiful picture.
Chin's up, Gorgeous. The least you can do is put on a good act for the paying customers.
Well, I'll try.
Good boy. Out you go.
There's my frog. Isn't he gorgeous?
Oh, yes, Kitty. And look how brave he appears.
He is brave, Susie Skunk.
Kitty, who's going to referee this match?
I believe it's the grasshopper.
Oh, it must be. I see Gerald Grasshopper climbing up into the ring now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present the main attraction of the evening, a wrestling match between Big Boy Bear and the pride of Wormwood Forest, Gorgeous Frog.
Got any famous last words to say, Frog?
Sure thing. I'm called Gorgeous Frog, with muscles tough as nails. I fight and I always win. In fact, I've never failed. I've never had a fight.
And now for a word from Big Boy Bear, the Bone Crusher.
I'll break every bone in his body. I'll crush him.
Leave your quarters, fellas. I want this to be a clean fight. No holds barred. Anything goes.
Big Boy Bear, you're twisting my arm.
So I am. Sorry.
Thank you. You're a real sport.
And you're gorgeous, Gorgeous.
May I have this dance?
I'd be charmed.
Oh, Big Boy Bear, you dance like a dancing bear.
Oh, thanks. You dance divinely, Gorgeous.
Frankie, wake up.
Oh, you dance like an angel, Big Boy.
Frog, open your eyes. Speak to me.
But I want to keep on dancing.
Frankie, you're not dancing.
But I... Hey, Kitty, where am I?
You're in my lap.
How did I get here?
Big Boy Bear knocked you out and threw you out of the ring.
Yeah, but he dances so well.
Come on, snap out of it.
Is he coming around, Kitty?
Yes, Dippy. I think we can take him home in a few minutes.
Oh, good. Poor frog. At least he tried.
I guess that's all I did. I can't remember a thing about the fight. All I can remember is the bell when I hopped out of my corner, and the rest is a blank.
Well, that's when he hit you, right after you hopped out of your corner.
Well, at least it was over in a hurry.
And you're none the worse for wear, Frog.
Except my head. Oh, this side of my head hurts. And so does this side. I don't know which side hurts the worst.
Dippy, hand me that stick.
Here you are, Kitty.
Thanks. Frankie?
Hey, you hit my head. Oh, you've made it hurt worse on this side. Oh,
good. There's nothing I like less than indecision. Shall we go?
Kitty, where is Frankie now?
out in the sunshine, trying to rest, poor thing.
Would you take the fox out to see him, please?
The fox? Very well.
The fox is waiting by the front door.
Oh, so he is. Hello, Swindler Q Fox.
Ah, greetings, Kitty.
I'll take you to Frankie. He's just outside.
After me, my fair Kitty.
Such manners. Frankie!
Hiya, Kitty, baby.
The fox to see you.
Yeah. Swindler Q Fox. It's all your fault that I nearly got myself killed by that wrestling bear. I'm through.
Precisely why I am here. It's plain to see I'll never make any money as your manager, Frog.
Well, then let's call it quits.
But what about that contract?
I have it here.
I don't know why I ever signed that silly contract.
Watch closely, Frog.
Hey, you're tearing it to shreds.
And why not? It isn't worth the paper it's written on.
Well, I guess that ends your career as a wrestler, Frankie.
Yep, guess so.
No guessing about it. You're no longer Gorgeous Frog the Wrestler. You're all washed up.
All washed up? Oh!
Hey, Kitty, what's all washed up?
Well, I just thought of something that might be.
Hey, Kitty, baby, wait, I'll go with you.
You stay right where you are, Frankie Frog. I have plans, Frog, plans. The old Badger residence. Oh, hurry, Susie, open the door!
If you're working your way through agriculture school by selling corn plasters, I don't... Oh, hello, Kitty.
Hello, Susie Skunk. Get your bonnet.
Just a minute. It's here on the hall hat rack.
Hurry.
Now, here's my bonnet.
Put it on.
Like this?
Yes. Now, tie the ribbon under your chin.
All right.
Now, let's go.
Wait, Kitty. I can't go right now.
Why not, Susie?
I have company.
The woodchuck.
Yes, Dumbluck the woodchuck.
Well, then bring him along.
If you don't mind. Oh, Dumbluck, woodchuck.
Well, did you call me Sweetie Susie?
Yes, Chucky. Kitty says you may go with us.
My, you're so considerate, Kitty.
Meow, I'm also beautiful. Ready?
Wait, I locked the door.
Are you going to leave the key in the door?
Of course. Then I won't have any trouble finding it when I return home.
My, you're so clever, Susie. Where are we going?
Oh, I don't know. Kitty, where are we going?
Down to the brook.
It's too cool to go swimming.
Who's going to swim? We're going to look for something.
But it's too late to look for Easter eggs.
I can see I'd better explain this before we take another step.
Oh, please. Take just one more step, Kitty.
Why?
You're standing on my foot.
You should feel honored. Now, as you know, Frankie Frog has ended his wrestling career.
Yes, and I should think he'd be glad to end it after that terrible beating he had.
Yes, he must feel awful.
Well, he not only feels awful about his bruises, but his spirit is awfully low. I think Frankie needs something to get his mind off of failure.
A new interest.
Anything special in mind, Kitty?
Well, yes. Remember last summer? Frankie had a showboat.
It was called the Kitty Bell.
And it was such fun.
Well, when the fox told Frankie he was all washed up, I thought of the showboat.
Maybe it's washed up on the bank of the brook.
And that's what we're looking for. The showboat Kitty Bell.
Well, it's getting warm enough for excursions up and down the brook.
Oh, what fun it will be. We can pack lunches.
And all go aboard the Kitty Bell.
Cruising down the river on a summer afternoon. With one you love, the sun above, waiting for the moon. The old accordion playing a sentimental tune. Cruising down the river on a summer afternoon.
Oh, Chucky, you make it sound so delightful.
Well, first we've got to find the showboat.
Yes, and we've walked quite a way along the brook already. I haven't seen it.
Neither have I.
Well, why don't we split up and all look for the showboat separately?
All right, yeah, I'll look east.
I'll look west.
And I'll look in the cuckoo's nest.
Yoo-hoo! turtle.
Oh, go away and let me sleep.
Wow, Tim, miss me, Kitty.
Oh, hi, Kitty.
Turtle, I'm looking for the frog showboat.
Showboat?
Yes, have you seen it?
Is it about so long with a stage and footlights made out of tin cans?
Yes, yes.
And burlap curtains, and on the side is painted the name Kitty Bale?
Oh, yes, that's it.
Haven't seen it.
Wow, you turtle, you! Oh, Gerald Grasshopper.
Hi, Susie Scott. Go ahead, fishing.
Oh, no. I'm looking for the frog showboat.
Oh, the one he had last year?
Uh-huh. Kitty wants him to get interested in it again, so he'll forget all about being such a wrestling failure.
A very commendable idea. Very.
Well, have you seen the showboat?
Nope. Boy, I'm all stiff from refereeing the wrestling matches. Can hardly bend. Sorry I can't help you, Susie.
Well, is there anything I can do to help you, Grasshopper?
Well, now that you've asked me, there is. Hand me my plug of tobacco. Dropped it, and I'm too stiff to pick it up.
Here you are, Gerald.
Thanks, child. Reckon I'll feel better now that I have a fresh chew of tobacco.
Oh, Chippendale Cricket.
Hello, Dumb Clock the Woodchucky.
Have you seen the frog showboat?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
Oh, mercy me. No one has seen it.
Wow, Grandpa Pot, have you seen the frog showboat?
Land sakes no, kitty girl. I'm doing well to keep an eye on my head.
Have I seen the frog showboat? Well, I don't believe I have. But if you need a new showboat built, just call on the Eager Beaver Building Corporation. We can build it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeedy.
Oh, Dippy, we've looked everywhere for the frog showboat.
Yes, we looked and looked and we just couldn't find it. Well, did you stop and ask anyone about it?
Yes, we asked everyone we saw.
And no one has seen it.
Oh, too bad. I guess the only thing left to do is ask Frankie Frog himself.
But I wanted to surprise him.
You've got to have the showboat first.
I guess Dip is right, Kitty.
Then I'll go ask him. Frankie Frog.
Well, here I am across the lobby.
We wanted to find your showboat and surprise you.
Yeah, my showboat? Gee, I'd forgotten all about it. Where is it, huh? Where? Huh? What?
We can't find it.
You mean it's lost? Hey, jeepers. Oh, boy, what fun it would be to have shows again to float up and down the river.
But it's lost, Frankie. We've looked everywhere.
I have to look, too.
Yes, and so did I.
Well, if none of you could find it, there's only one thing left to do.
Well, what's that?
Get a detective.
A detective?
Yep, to find the missing showboat. This is a case for Sherlock Hound.
A case for Sherlock Hound. Next week's adventure will be one none of you will want to miss when again we join our friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, that's all today. We're so glad that you could stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Next time, there'll be lots of mystery and excitement. Till then, this is Dippy Dwarf saying, so long.
Remember next Saturday, listen to our animal play. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Wormwood Forest, written by Tom Titchener, has come to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.